Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul.
First, I'd like to read a something that was written anonymously that I found on the internet. It's titled, "Stop Complaining About Money in Those $800 Sneakers." I have heard you openly complain about staff payroll being too high. I have listened to you claim that finances are tight right now because of our planned expansion. I've seen you send employees home early on a slow day because you can't justify the expense. I've watched you belittle and demean the value of my overqualified and incredibly talented colleagues because you think they could be doing more. I have accepted a salary based on an agreed-upon schedule only to be greeted with 55 to 60-hour work weeks that break down to a value of about $15 an hour. I have coped with receiving only 6 days of PTO per year, including sick days, even if it has affected my relationships. I have empathized with my coworkers about our love for what we do, our depth of experience, and how odd it is that we still can't afford health insurance or rent. So when you paraded around the building the other day in your brand new $800 Balenciaga sneakers, I decided to start looking for a new job. Well, good for you, Anonymous.
Absolutely. I think
that's a great idea.
And if he thinks or she thinks Balenciaga are only $800, that would be like
probably
secondhand,
more.
I would think. Oh, that sucks. Well, no,
you got to know your value.
Yep.
And until everyone starts knowing their value, they're not going to ever get their value.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is kind of a sweet one. Good neighbors. I lost my iPhone at Fred Meyer's today. Someone turned it in to customer service. Thank you so much. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I like these. And even though, I mean, I don't think that's just during the holiday season. I do think by and large, people are good because I've had that happen to me numerous times. And then I've paid it forward and whatnot.
A tutor that I know said that happened to her with her purse just like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I actually left my wallet at a Fred Meyer's again. Kudos to your employees. And a young stalker found it. I'd left it on a shelf. And darned if he didn't go and turn it right into his manager with everything intact. So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Well, I had a misconnection emailed to me from a person up in Seattle, and this one is titled "White Tights with Seahawk Top in Sumner." At Winco in Sumner today, we passed each other and we both stared at each other and said good morning. I was enamored by your beauty behind the mask. You piqued my desire to meet you again. That's it.
Okay. Is there a call to action?
No.
Is there anything,
that's all it says.
Anything that's required of that
just,
other person?
Just hello. I'm out here.
Okay.
What do you think of me?
Well, no, it's short to the point.
This person, he's never taken an advertising class.
No, believe me, the fact that we can count on how many hands that any of them have grammar or basic third grade English.
Some of them are good, though.
Some of them are very good, yeah. I will say.
Some of them are like very well educated.
Okay, I have a misconnection.
Right.
Yeah, this is out of Tacoma. I had a night gig. You'd leave your door open. I'd arrive late at night. You never called me by my real name. You were very curvy. Just thank you.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Interesting.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. Salacious.
Super,
as I was talking about people's grammar. Little salacious.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, goodness.
Either way.
All bets are off
salacious,
after the gummies.
Salacious. It's tomato, tomato to
right?
me.
Oh, my God.
here's one. I saw you at Clackamas Fred Meyer. You winked at me near the checkout. I thought you were cute. Hope you reply. I was the good-looking man behind you.
Again.
All right. So that could be just about anyone.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So that's, you know, what would be really fun would be to just put one of these out there and like a completely, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to make something up and just see the types of crazy replies I get.
Right.
Those would be some fun segments.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember I introduced Kathy Cat to you either last week or the week before. She's from NEPA, Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I think we very accurately determined that she just sits home and listens to, you know, the scanners. Because here's things that she's posting. Plains Animal Hospital, person trespassing in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh.
So then area of Heights School, two teenage girls physically fighting and a bunch of kids standing around filming.
Ew.
That's all.
Well, independent movie. Hashtag independent film.
Hashtag Fight Club.
Maybe we should make up our own hat. Like when after you're done reading it, I'll make up a hashtag.
I like it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, give me another one.
All right. You got another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Wilkes-Barre Township, Dollar Tree, East End Center. Customer works at Metro PCS, threatened employee at Dollar Tree.
That's a hashtag. Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. I feel like,
I don't.
You know what this is reminding me of?
Maybe more specific to a place, but I don't know. Cause I've been there one time.
Yes.
Once or twice.
That's true. Didn't you come visit me in Pennsylvania?
I thought you lived in Boston.
I did. You definitely visited me in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe
I went to,
that's right.
Harristown or Harrison or wherever
nuclear
plants are. I've been there.
Yeah.
And I've been to
Harrisburg.
Hershey,
yeah.
But that's
it. Okay.
Yeah. I have a rant that I found out on the internet that was anonymous. It said, stop for pedestrians. We don't want to die today. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, asshole car drivers who blow through crosswalks without stopping. Did you know pedestrians have the right of way? If you were paying attention, as you should be, to the neon yellow sign hanging over the slice in street that reads crosswalk and the neon pedestrian crossing signs on either side, sometimes that even blink, you would see me standing there waiting, staring at you, trying to meet your eye, because sometimes that's the only way to get you to stop. I'm supposed to be here. I have a flag in my hand. I am waving it around so you can see me better. And still you speed by in 4,000 pounds of steel. It might be annoying to have to wait, but you'll have to avoid committing vehicular homicide. And I don't want to die that way.
Very well thought out and well said.
Articulated. I liked the part about carrying around a flag.
Well, I almost thought we were heading into misconnections.
Maybe
when she said, I'm staring at you in your eyes. It's like face plant on your windshield.
Yeah. Well,
oh, gosh.
Yeah,
true.
It is true. And the one thing, I mean, I'm a pedestrian too, and I walk miles and miles around the city of Portland every week. And so I would just say, though, to me as a driver, as a person who drives occasionally and doesn't like to drive that much, especially when it's dark and raining, if you're dressed in all black.
Oh, all bets are off. It's a game of Frogger.
It is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So
I'm sorry.
To see you. You absolutely
you can't.
Have to wear something white.
Reflective, even
because
better.
You absolutely cannot be seen. You just blend into the background.
So this one, I'm going to really try not to laugh, but if I make it to the third sentence, it'll be a miracle.
Okay.
You know what's sad? I see people in posting in Facebook asking for sponsors for Christmas with their smiling children full of braces.
Aww.
Seriously? You're struggling and yet your child gets braces? Okay. I made it further than I thought. Those babies aren't cheap. And although they're nice to have, they aren't a necessity. I never got them when I was a child because of the cost. I wish I could get braces for my child. It would make his teeth nice. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not in the budget. Here I am on Facebook posting for remote work as a second job so that I can actually have Christmas for my son since my crappy company cut our pay. Not asking for handouts or free stuff. And this is now I'm feeling bad as I get worse. Yeah. This is so bad. I shouldn't read these when we're like this deep in. And when I post, it's so difficult to find someone with a good work ethic these days.
Yeah.
True. And when I post, I just get sleazy responses asking for a photo, how old I am, or if I'm male or female. It's so frustrating. Their excuse, this is Facebook. So you can post jobs on here, but not request for jobs without being asked if I want to prostitute myself. Well, that took a turn. I did not see Hello? Coming. So fed up with everyone and everything. Maybe I'm bitter. Probably am, but I know I'm seriously tired. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Yeah, that covered a lot.
Hashtag definitely bitter.
Hashtag for certain bitter. Hashtag ain't nothing bringing you back from that.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Here's one from a woman in the neighborhood who says, a question to my Hindi speaking neighbors. I use the word namaste often, especially when I'm saying goodbye or after a post. What is that? Oh,
like a
just,
post.
Just a sign off.
Yeah.
I was told by someone that it's wrong. Be honest. Is this offensive? I do know it's a greeting, but also a way to be respectful. But if it's wrong, I'll stop using it. I'll just say peace. Thank you for your honesty. And
okay, can I guess?
Because it's like no one replied.
Well, it is. You do namaste after you leave a yogurt class when you go there.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Namaste yogurt.
A yogurt class.
There you go. Mm-hmm. No, but I like to put the little namaste symbol at the end of my texts and posts and things like that. I think it's just nice, and that's what it is. It's peace. That's all it is. Well, it's peace.
I want to share like this one other post by this woman who asked about that namaste thing. A few days later, she posted something saying, I have a nice story about next door that I want to share.
Yay.
And of course we want to share it. It says, I'm so blown away with how many big-hearted people are on next door. Last year, my dad turned 80 and I asked if anyone would be interested in sending him a card. And he got over 80 cards from Portlanders. This year was his 81st birthday. He was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors say he has about 2 years with treatment. I posted and asked again if anyone would like to send him a card, and many people did again. That was in July, and he still gets cheery cards and letters and drawings from kids, and someone just posted from July to say they were going to send him another card, and people jumped in and wanted his address to send something new. And she says, okay, now I am crying. I know we can have negative posts and comments on here. We can have serious arguments too. But I'm truly amazed at all the good I see on this site all the time. Portlanders will jumpstart a car for someone they never met. They search high and low for a stranger's lost animal or stolen vehicle, and they find them. They give the most heartfelt condolences, stay with an injured person from a wreck, or hit and run until help arrives. They chase after people who will leave a hit and run. They help neighbors who are being assaulted or who have property being stolen. They donate food, clothing, shoes, furniture, coats, socks, blankets, money, etc. for neighbors in need at the drop of a hat. They share amazingly beautiful photos of nature. They start posts like, show us your cute animals that bring all kinds of people together. They post cheerful and uplifting quotes, listen and post encouraging comments to fellow neighbors going through a hard time. They run errands and do yard work for neighbors who need help free of charge. They check on the homeless and do what they can to help them. They send cards, letters, drawings, and gifts to a neighbor's dad in a state far away, just to name a few things. Portlanders rock. My neighbors on Next Door rock. Thank you, every last one of you. And I have, and you know what I have to say in response to her for that beautiful post? Namaste.
That's namaste. Great. Namaste. So, you know, namaste. I just want to, of course, that's in direct contrast to the guy who was ranting about kids getting braces so they don't deserve Christmas, basically. But by and large, and you know, you and I, we're very satirical, and we can make a joke out of almost anything. I mean, there's the boundaries pretty thin.
Sure.
But by and large, I think that I discovered this in every place I have lived across this country, that push come to shove, when a neighbor is in need, people will come out and help. And the things that we have in common hold greater than the things that divide us. Mm-hmm. And I just really, mm-hmm. you know, I know I'm
that's really
on
true.
The philosophical box, yeah. But I think I mm-hmm. really believe it. I've experienced it everywhere I've lived, and I'm proud of our city. Yeah. You know, shit's happening. It's happening all around the country, all around the world. But by and large, I think that we all have that innate desire to really be good, decent human beings. You know, it's unfortunately not absolutely everyone. Clearly there's some Ted Mansons out there, but I really, really appreciate, that person's post. I think that was really very sweet, heartfelt, and
yes,
just
it was beautiful.
It was nice.
Okay. I'm not sure if I washed the spider down the drain in my shower or if he took one look at me naked and leapt willingly to his death. Oh! The spider leaping willingly to his death after he saw me naked.
From where? Down the drain?
No, yeah, down the drain. He saw me naked.
Where do you find these jokes? I just have to know.
I found it on Next Door.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
Where did
you
think I found it?
All right, people, all right. You got to give us, please come to Aaron's aid and give him better jokes. I'm begging thee.
all right.
Remember to send your favorite Next Door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.